There are well over 600 million people who lack even a very basic level of drinking water. You know, not even a standpipe to which they can walk and collect water. If you take it as the SDGs do, a couple of notches higher, and actually say, well, you know, people shouldn't be walking long distances for water. Ideally, it should be on the plot, and it should be of a high level of reliability in terms of the quality, and it should be there whenever they require it. Then, of course, it's in fact a much higher number. So, it is a complicated problem because it's to do with you know, systems of governments to and their ability and capacity to deliver services. We know what the solutions are. I mean, technically, it isn't the most challenging.
Your data suggests this is a particular problem for women and girls.
That is correct. We know that approximately 70% of the time it is women and girls who are doing the hard work, and it is incredibly hard work. I don't know whether you know, you've tried carrying a bucket of water on your head, but over a long period of time, it is actually a major physical endeavor. But it's not just the physical aspect of it. Of course, particularly for girls, it takes away time that they would normally use going to school, attending school, or for women to do other very, very either productive activities or leisure activities. So it has it's a double whammy, because it affects the health of women and girls directly, but it also affects their ability to contribute and to earn money, which, as we know, is one of the major engines of growth and development.
To achieve this sustainable development goal of having equitable access, equal access to safe and affordable drinking water by 2030 for everyone seems to be hugely ambitious. It's clearly going to take an awful lot of investment.
So it's hugely ambitious, and yes, it will take a lot of money. A lot of the funding will come from governments. The private sector is engaged, not just in terms of funding, but also in terms of technical kind of innovations, I think, which will be important. The past doesn't have to be an indicator of the future. So if we can do things better, drive down costs through innovation, but also through having systems of government that have the capacity and the right kind of leadership to make things happen, then it can make things happen quicker, and it can also drive down costs. So I can give you one example that we've been working with a number of countries, particularly in Western Central Africa, to promote manual drilling of water wells. So this means where the water table isn't too deep, and where the soils are allow for it, which is in large areas, then you can actually drill wells manually. And what that means is that a couple of things. One is that those who are the most remotest villages can be accessed because you don't need really heavy equipment. But it also drives down costs because you don't need the sophisticated drilling machines. But in order for it to work, you need a private sector, or people who can do it, who are trained, who can do it consistently to a high quality. Because what you don't want is people drilling lots of boreholes that stop working.
And presumably the UN has a major role to play here too, just in terms of simple but effective management.
Absolutely. And the UN has a big role to play in terms of helping governments and countries, both in terms of some of the financing, but also a lot of it being around the technical support for them to strengthen the systems of delivering services. Also, another role I think where we can play is you know, convening. So examples of bringing in, whether it's civil society or the private sector, and making these partnerships happen, so that because at the moment, a lot of the time, you know, there are many companies or many organizations that don't know that these problems happen or don't know how to approach them. So we have the presence on the ground, and we're working in communities, and we can help them to access, to get that kind of access, to try out some of the products and improve them, and then help governments to actually monitor and regulate them so that it achieves all the outcomes that we all want, which is that everybody has access to safe drinking water by 2030.